Yeah, one at the clock.
I'm talking to my mom.
You said that, so when you're late, it's on the time.
You know, you say things right before the meeting and it tempts me so bad just to do my little.
Start the recorder, I'll say it again.
It's on.
There you go.
I always have things on record.
Time to order Domino's? Time to order Domino's?
No, time to find a replacement for me.
All right, the wall clock's off.
Well, according to Verizon, it's 6 o'clock.
Exactly, same with me.
All right, I'd like to call the meeting of February 10th, 2026, to order at 6 p.m.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster.
Present.
Mr. Mayfield.
Present.
Mr. Bardo.
Present. All right, if everyone could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Present this evening is our fiscal officer Michelle Nowakowski, our township administrator Leo Britson, with fire Chief Bailey, with the police department Chief Kaiser and Deputy Chief Hart, roads and park superintendent Ryan Brenninger.
All right, get right into announcements. So Mark, would you like to lead off?
Yeah, I just give a quick prayer here. Dear Lord, thank you for allowing us to gather together as a township family. Everybody here is family, Lord, and please look over them. Just about everybody has some hardships in their lives going on right now, Lord. And they just need your touch and look after them, Lord. And please allow us to make good decisions tonight, Lord, and that'll benefit our little township and all those who live in it. I ask this in your name, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Mr. Mayfield.
All right, thank you. I'd like to mention to everybody that we have finally printed the flyer that gives you all the information on the township. They're located on the table at the front door. Those of you who don't understand, Karen and I both work in the printing industry. I worked in the printing industry my whole life. Originally met Karen at a print shop where she was the graphic designer. And this flyer, absolutely, positively feel like it's the best thing we ever did for so much information crammed into such a little sheet. And it just tells you absolutely everything you want to know. So if you want one, they're at the front door. And if you know of anybody, especially renters, we will keep track of new homes, but we won't be able to keep track of renters. So if you know a renter has moved in, let somebody in the offices know. We'll make sure they get one. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Karen. They look good. All right. As I had mentioned a few months ago, there's been a lot of chatter regarding the abolishment of property taxes in the state of Ohio. I attended a conference last week in Columbus regarding property taxes and where townships stand in all this. Governor DeWine also spoke on this topic in his address to the OTA, and I am working with Shelley to put some real-time percentages together and plan on having an informational meeting for residents in the near future to present the facts on where we stand as a township with this issue. So more to come on that. Mike, your announcements.
So we had our award ceremony this year, recognizing last year, 2025's awards for the fire department. We do four different awards, the first of which is the Boot of the Year, which is the Rookie of the Year for a member. We also do attendance awards for the most number of calls attended by both a what we call black hat, so non-officer in the department, and then an officer. And then Member of the Year is voted on by peers of the department. And with that, I would mention Dustin Moon is a firefighter EMT. He received Rookie or Boot of the Year. Assistant Chief Bill Long was the top member for attendance when it came to officers last year. Let's see, Dustin also, who was our Boot of the Year, got the attendance award, funny enough. So he's making lots of runs and lots of strides as a rookie for our department. And then Bailey Markoyak, one of the paramedics here, received Member of the Year. Again, probably a four-way tie on people being nominated, so lots of people doing lots of good things for the fire department. Right.
Chief, Eric, Assistant Chief, any announcements?
We got all our bulletproof vests. Everyone went out and got fitted, so we should have those as soon as they come in. Be 10 new vests. We issued the new department handguns. Everyone qualified with the new guns. That's the biggest thing. We did have a meeting with the department, and we also gave out some awards to several officers. Did you plan on reading those? Or did you want me to read? Okay. All right. We gave out several awards. Tom Fall, Patrolman Tom Fall, Patrolman Terry Picking, Meritorious Conduct Award. Meritorious Conduct Award. That was for a burglary on Patriot, which led to an arrest of two people that were involved in a homicide in Toledo weeks later. Patrolman Gearhart and Andrew Whitmore received the Police Commendation Award for their continuing and willingness to adapt on a moment's notice. Whitmore, for his abilities and desire to improve systems, methods, attending additional training beyond our requirements. Also for his willingness to adapt to change in schedules when requested. Patrolman Joel Gill and Patrolman Tom Fall also received the Medal of Valor Award. Joe Gill for the capture of Brandon Hillman and life-saving efforts for a victim involved in a kidnapping on Interstate 75. The victim, who happened to be a pregnant woman, he pretty much saved her life. And also, in addition to that, both those officers for the tragic emergency room scene preservation of evidence with the homicide that we had in Raintree Village. That was back in 2022. Tom Fall for his efforts on the night of 12/18/22. Again, for the assistance in preservation of evidence, interpersonal communication of key witnesses, and he patiently waited while the victim was covered in the I'm trying to read the short synopsis of these reports. Award of excellence went to Andrew Whitmore for consistent level of performance, resulting in a unprecedented number of felony related arrests and OBI captures, resulting in a safer community. Also for his efforts to build relations with neighboring jurisdictions to work together, combine resources freely for the improvement in all areas, all agencies to share. So that's all I have. So that's
really good.
All right, Liam, you got anything?
I don't. Everything's in my report.
All right. I take that as a no.
I turned the heat up.
I went to the OTA conference also, and I attended several workshops, found it very informative, learned a few more things this year, so.
All right, we'll get into business. First up, I'd like to make a motion to approve the supplemental appropriations, blanket certificates, purchase orders, and checks numbered 51461 through 51487. And electronic payments numbered 66 through 151, totaling $119,340.23, as $76,966.54 for accounting, and $42,373.69 for payroll.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. All right, I'd like to make a motion to approve the $12,000 to DR Ebel for outfitting the 2015 Ford Explorer for the police department.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
And I'd like to make a resolution to move $12,000 from the general fund to the 2191 fund in order to pay that approval for DR Ebel.
All right, I'd like to ask Shelley a question. Do we really have to move the money, or can we just pay out of that fund?
Well, we had to do that with the duck boat last year, so they want us to transfer the money from general the fund that it's to be paid out of, for who it's for.
All right, I'll second that.
And that's a permanent transfer of funds then.
That's from the general part for cars and that kind of stuff, right? It's not the regular general.
Right. Yeah, it's for the forfeited vehicles that went in excess of the tow lot fees. It has to be put into general, so that's what that's coming from.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. I'd like to make a motion to approve the Superior Uniform invoice for $185.99. This was for boots for Joe Gill.
Okay. Like we've talked about before, we have a uniform policy that covers that, but it wasn't totally in place by then, but we're going to make a one-time exception for this one only. I will second that.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
I'm making this motion, okay?
Yep.
All right. I'd like to make a motion to approve the reimbursement of $82.55 to Don for the hot chocolate he bought for the tree lighting ceremony. He had to pay for it with his personal charge card. They wouldn't take his company card. I need a second, Mark. You need to second that?
Second.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Abstain.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
All right. Now, this is something that Shelley brought to my attention, and I'll let you explain this. Discussion on the BWC Substance Use Preventative Program. You want to explain this one?
Well, right now we're in the reimbursement program, and if we do a basic program, then we'd have more requirements to do, and we have to do it annually. And we'd get 2% more in rebate money for BWC. Right now we're getting 2%. It would bump it up to 4%. But there's quite a bit involved. There's training that has to be done annually for the employees, and there's a charge to that. However, they say we'll be reimbursed. But I didn't know if it was like a vendor kind of tactic for a sales pitch or really what their intent was. But it's up to us what kind of program we want. It's up to you as far as what you want for BWC programs. But right now I know we're in the reimbursement program.
Right.
So. How much are we currently getting back, Shelley?
Well, we're not. We didn't put anything towards it because we haven't used it yet, even though we subscribe to it to partake in it. We have not tested any employees.
What was the 2% you were referring to?
The 2% is the annual reimbursement that we normally get anyway. That's
it varies every year, Mark, depending on how many BWC claims there are and how much you paid in. And
approximately, what does that 2% add up to?
I mean, I've seen it as low as a few hundred dollars to thousands of dollars. It just depends what kind of year it is.
It
was around 200.
Any training we're going to have to be giving, we're probably going to have to pay the people go through the training.
Yes.
Hourly, whatever it is, and we'll even break even with the 2% additional.
So we'd get reimbursed though for it. Is BWC would reimburse
for the training,
us for these,
but not for the wages that we have to pay people to do the training.
Correct. Yes.
So if we have to put 30 people through training, and however long this training takes, and we're having to pay hourly to have people sit through the training,
that's
will
correct.
We ever break even?
No, I don't believe we
would. Plus there's random drug testing to go to the next step,
that's
right?
That's right. Yeah.
So then we have to pay for drug testing.
There's quite a bit of things. Yeah, they'd want us to look at our policy again, too. And
so it's a low of maybe another $200 a year and a high of a couple thousand, potentially.
Right.
Okay. Got
okay.
The understanding.
Is anybody interested in making a motion for that?
I have no interest.
I think it'll cost us money.
Absolutely. Yeah. I wasn't for it. I just wanted to make sure you guys were aware of it.
Okay.
As well.
Backing up a little bit, do we do drug testing now, randoms on
no.
Anybody here?
No.
Well, of course we drug test you. Right?
I have to.
Yeah, because of your license. Yeah.
Wait, why am I the only one?
Hey. I find it
interesting. I think we should go for you.
I find it interesting, a CDL driver and plumbers have to have random drug screening.
Oh, plumbers do too.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. But police officers don't.
Well, they'd probably fail.
They haven't gotten it.
Yeah.
Don't you have a CDL license?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I only have one eye. They would never get. I'm lucky to have a driver's license.
All right, let's move on. Going to trustee business, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes from the regular meeting of January 13th, 2026.
Second.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. All right. We had made a motion several months ago, I believe it was August or something like that, that it was to re-up the uniform policy, change the amend the uniform policy to include basically the boots. That was not it's a change of policy, so it has to be a resolution. So what I'm doing is rescinding that motion for the uniform policy.
I'll second it. Pass that over to Mark.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster.
$185 and 99 cents back for the boots.
You need boots?
No, we just approved boots.
That was a one-time thing. That's what Jerry said.
Okay.
That was because...
So we rescinded that, so...
It wasn't... It was
stop it.
Anyway,
just... Something different.
Brian gets it.
Ken, please call the roll.
We'll call Mr. Schuster.
Yes.
Mr. Bardo.
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield.
Yes.
All right. Now I would like to make a resolution to update the uniform policy to basically include the boots. When we had discussed this before, there was no mention of part-time employees that I remember. So I guess what we probably should do is have a little bit of a discussion on this, if you gentlemen don't mind, and kind of hash this out so we know exactly what we're going with it. What I have in front of me states the shoes shall be provided for department heads, assistant chiefs, and full-time employees as needed. Part-time employees may purchase shoes, submit their receipt and proof of payment, and be reimbursed up to $100, excluding tax, per budget year. Any discussion?
Okay. Like I said before, a lot of this stuff, it starts as a rough, it ends up, it started with me. We would add wording to it. We'd come back, had a meeting. Things were added to it, and it got a little confusing over what we finally approved. You said you've attached everything to the resolutions, even though there wasn't a resolution, so there's no one attached.
Yeah, there was no resolution. It was
so this is copy was from the file that had the latest date of all the different files I had, which tells me that that was the last thing we discussed. We must have discussed this up to 100%. I didn't actually look for the audio on that. But this is what we had talked about and, as far as I know, approved the first time.
I have listened to the audio and I've read back through the minutes, and
okay.
There's no discussion that I could find about part-timers.
Okay.
So.
You want to pull that out of there or not?
Well, that's what we're discussing. Mark, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm reading what is in front of me right now, mm-hmm. And what is different from this than what we had previous?
There was no boots. There was no shoe footwear that was involved. That was the main
thing. Was the $100 number always the number?
Because that's what I remember it to be, is $100.
It was no number first, and you suggested $100, just from what I remember.
Yeah, I believe somebody, it might have been you, suggested $100.
Up to
stipend.
$100.
You had mentioned stipends.
So why are we approving $185 for one boot purchase?
That's a good question.
Confusion with the policy.
It should have been only up to $100, whether it was the policy we're looking at now or the policy that we thought we were approving before. The only discussion I thought on this expenditure on the boots was whether he qualified at all, because he's part-time, not full-time.
Right.
But I always remember, and my memory is poor, but I always remember it being up to 100.
Right.
So I'm confused why we'd reimburse a part-time person for over what we would be reimbursing the chief, assistant chief, department head.
We're not.
I don't know if we need to backpedal, but if it was always up to 100, how are we paying more now?
Go ahead, Eric.
No problems with the proposal that you're making, but you may want to check your Lexapol policy, because you'll have a contradiction there. There is something in the Lexapol that's posted that says that the township will provide boots under safety equipment. It doesn't discuss part-time, full-time, so you may just want to review that or rescind that.
Right.
Or make that part of what you're doing now, otherwise you may have a contradiction on your hands.
Okay. Well, that's what we're trying to do, is come up with a final policy for this situation. And prior to me being a trustee, there really was no policy. This is partly what got us started back in 2020, 2021, whatever it was, if you remember. We had some issues and some things were brought up about people buying boots, and it really wasn't in the policy, or it wasn't clarified correctly. What we're trying to do is set this in stone, basically. So moving forward, we know, everybody knows where they stand with it and what's allowed and what's not. And I'm the one that brought it up, if you remember, last summer. I do not disagree with supplying footwear for people. You know, these guys, especially your guys, get out running, chasing somebody, whatever. They wear the boots out. They wear the shoes out. You know, they need to be replaced. So.
Did you say there was no audio discussion on that topic or the number?
There was no audio. There was no mention of part-time in our audio discussion. This was in the July meeting.
In the actual resolution, there was no mention of it, is what you mean, right? Or
what's
in the actual motion, there was no mention of
what
it was.
No, we did. It wasn't.
It was.
I don't want to get into all that, but it was just, it had to be a resolution, not a motion. We kind of threw the wrong wording at it, so we're just trying to fix that part.
Swore, if I had to recall that some of that conversation, I would have said, Mark, you even maybe advocated for more than $100, because I think, not to quote you, but you said, go ahead and try to find a pair of boots for $100, and
yes,
won't be able to accomplish that.
No, nope, you can't.
Yeah. So, I don't know. $100 may have been for part-time footwear of some sort, sneakers or EMS shoes or whatever you wear off-duty, polished.
I think what we're trying to do is set a limit, because you can go out and spend $300, $400, $500 on a pair of boots.
Absolutely.
So I think we were trying to give something to everybody.
Just a level.
And I kept thinking that something was an assistance up to 100. But like I said before, I'm wrong every day of my life. And because my memory slips more and more. But I really would say I thought it was up to $100.
Hey, Mark, you remember a couple weeks ago you told me you'd give me a raise?
No, I said I was going to fire you.
And again, this is my notes from that actual meeting where I scribbled in the $100 on my sheet at the time. Mark, I'm pretty sure you're the one that asked to have that added. And that's from back during I've got my entire file here. This is the sheet to Shelley. Like I said, this is going back and forth.
It's fine the way it reads, Jerry.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I just want, if this is what we're going to do, then we need to just do it and move forward.
Yep.
I'm fine the way it reads right now.
Okay.
But 10 minutes ago, we gave somebody something far more than
what we discussed a couple months ago and what we're proposing now.
That was a faux pas to correct the books.
Okay.
So, simply put.
I may have my sheet back, please.
What's
that? I need my sheet back so I keep my file together.
No, this is evidence.
That's what I'm hanging on to. It's evidence.
Just as for
he gave us all copies of that.
They merged in, yeah.
All right. Including part-time then, correct, in the current wording? You are including part-time in the current wording, is that correct?
Well, what are your thoughts on this?
My thoughts are exactly that all my employees are part-time, and they step, walk, and run in unsavory situations as well, and some of the...
You may have mentioned of that in the audio recording.
Some of the liquids we encounter, I'm sure they don't want to walk across their carpets or set their home. So, okay. Having a nice pair of shoes dedicated to what we do here, and then being able to kick them off outside.
Are you good with $100?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Then I'd like to make a resolution to amend policy 618.4, uniforms and shoes, section F, to read: shoes shall be provided for department heads, assistant chiefs, and full-time employees as needed. Part-time employees may purchase shoes, submit their receipt and proof of payment, and be reimbursed up to $100, excluding tax, per budget year.
All right, I'd like to add in that's part of the changes. There are a few other smaller changes in there, too, and I will second that.
I'm reading this, and am I correct in department heads, assistant chief, and full-time employees can spend as much as they want? Because that's the way it reads.
That's the way it reads.
If there's other changes in there too, you got to put them in part of the resolution. You can't.
We're approving the entire policy.
Then you got to read the entire policy.
We can't read it. It's three pages. We don't read the whole policy. Well, we didn't read all lexical. We did not read all lexical.
We don't have to read every aspect of it, just what we're changing.
And this will be attached to the resolution.
You just said there's other changes in there, is why I'm saying that.
What other changes are there?
I don't see any change you're making. You still make them pay $100 for a pair of boots that cost $250. And 12 years ago, the county gave me $125, and if I spent over that, I had to pay that.
Okay, I appreciate your input, but can we keep it till after the end of the meeting?
Okay, but this and this are exactly the same. So what's it being changed to?
Just probably marked it as new, I'm guessing. This red is eliminated, right? Red is eliminated, yellow is highlighted. So what allows us to get the shirts are now is included in there, it wasn't originally.
Okay. I guess my only question then here is there going to be a cap on shoe and boot purchase?
There is not, but you can make one.
We need to make one.
I agree. We need to make one.
Throw a number at them. What's your thought? Is that the standard thing those guys wear? Is that $185 one? What about your guys? Well, you're all part time. But what do you wear?
Well, if it's part time, they're being subject to $100.
He's not.
We pick mostly a black tennis shoe, something like a comfortable fit.
Correct.
I think $100 is perfectly fine for that.
We would have to buy a pair of shoes.
I typically do boots, a zip side, something very similar to that.
Correct. I'm still wearing my $56 pair of Sperry's that I've had for 3 years.
And
I wear every day.
Yep. Looks like it.
It looks like it.
I'm going to grab those Skechers on for $70. So.
Kim?
Shoes? Don't go there. Don't ask Chris and Eric either.
If I can suggest a $200 limit for full-time department heads, and then if you are wanting to include part-time, which would be all the volunteer fire department guys, but we need to... I think specify they have to have a year of service in, because somebody could be a new recruit and come in and then immediately get a pair of boots, and then 3 weeks later they're gone and they're new boots. So that would be a benefit, if you think it's fair, after 12 months of service.
Or you could use probation, because if they make it through probation, they're probably staying.
Because I'm sure none of this is in anybody's budget.
I'm in the black. If you do probation, that way if they are above and beyond and they complete their probation early, they get it.
I'm fine with the word probation. Are you guys fine with the $200 cap?
Yes.
Period?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
So are they purchasing them, bringing us the receipt, and we're reimbursing? Is that correct?
Well, the way this reads, that's only part-time doing that.
Okay.
Full-time.
I just need to know if they go into Superior or if they go on Amazon.
Shelly, does that go against our personal credit card policy, though?
Not if you have another policy, though, that states, you know, for shoes, something specific.
Policies.
This is becoming more complicated than I think what it needs to be, but
everything is.
I mean, it's still fresh in my memory how we had an officer that got us on vacation time and stuff. So, and he did. I don't want that to continue.
All right, we'll try this again. I'd like to amend my resolution for policy 618.4, uniforms and shoes, specifically item F, to read, shoes shall be provided for department heads, assistant chiefs, and full-time employees as needed up to a $200 limit and upon completion of their probationary period. Part-time employees may purchase shoes, submit the receipt and proof of payment, and be reimbursed up to $100, excluding tax per budget year.
All right, I would also like to add that we're approving the entire policy and that part of the changes in it. We're approving this sheet of paper with those changes. And I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster.
I'm just sitting here. I haven't had a chance to read over these five pages.
Most of it's of the original stuff that is already approved.
Why can't we just do item F that we discussed under 618.4?
Because the yellow sheet I just showed you does have a couple other things we added and took out.
Is this the current
sheet?
That's the current sheet. Everything on there would be right plus Don's additions.
Something that kind of bugs me on all this paper, none of it has a date on it. So I don't know if this was created 10 years ago or 10 hours ago.
Without going to my computer, I can't tell you. No. I can tell you this is Shelley's. This is what Shelley sent us originally as we're working on it. I don't have the date on that either. Julie, but some of the things we added, like parts and rows, we added the word high visibility shirts. Originally it just said shirts. So we added high visibility, and we added jackets and safety vests.
Have you read over all this, Don? Are you comfortable with all the verbiage in these five pages?
I have read this till I'm like sick of reading it. I've got the original copy.
And you're fine with it, I'm sure. Then.
At the meeting in, was it August, when we voted on it?
Yeah. Okay, where are we at?
Mr. Schuster, roll call.
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes. Shelly at the end of the meeting.
Right.
So she can attach it to the resolution.
All right. We need to discuss the health insurance renewal. It's that time of year again. Leo, you want to lead that off?
Sure. I think everybody got their email for Form Fire. So even if you're not taking the insurance, you need to go in and sign up and deny it online. Mark and Don, RJ's moved your Form Fire appointing to the township, so you can sign on with whatever ID and password you used at your place, and it'll point you to the right place. But you guys still just need to go in and say that you're not going to take it via the township.
Right. Well, I'm taking it via the township.
Okay.
And they keep bouncing it back and forth because I use the same insurance through the company, but I have to deny it with the company, so I got to sign on to the same Form Fire. So my Form Fire keeps getting bounced back and forth from alternative to the township.
Yeah, so does mine.
Unfortunately, that's because you're using the same agent.
Yeah.
I don't think it has anything to do with the agent, to be honest. But
well, it's anybody that requires form fire, and the companies that RJ represents require form fire.
It's based on your social, from what RJ told me. And I hope he didn't switch mine, because I finally figured out how to switch it. I told him not to, but.
Yeah, just reading this policy over, Ryan. You're going to have to change before you go to Lex Lucas today.
No problem. You too.
So what? So once he gets everybody's form fire information, then he'll go out and do like he's done in the past. He'll see where he can get the different coverages for different prices, and then you guys can decide what coverage and what price range you want to be in. Do you know how much extra was put in the budget? Did you talk to RJ before it and see what
well,
he thought?
Well, we got more than a little bit more than 20%, so okay. we're good. We're good.
He said he's thinking 20 to 25%. So.
Okay.
An increase?
If it's 25, I might have to bump some somewhere else. And,
well, if
you know,
Don and I
around,
went off, that should help you too, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going
yeah,
on,
there's
so.
There's changes on that all the time, it seems like.
I got my farm fire done.
Me too.
So yeah, if you can have it done by this week, that'd be great. To give them as much time as we can.
Okay. Well, it says. Oh, I did it.
And you got in, right? You sent that email.
Friday the 13th. Oh, it's Friday the 13th-ish. So, if we just make sure everybody gets it done. Eric, Chief.
Done.
You.
I wouldn't try to do it over the weekend. There was some problems last weekend. I assume they're probably shutting down over the weekends and downloading all that information to all the different groups to get started, but they were getting an error that looked like the server wasn't available. The police tried it over the weekend.
You saw the email I sent where I went to a different link. Google gave you the first link, and I got the same thing, but I went down to the second choice or whatever, then it went right through.
Yeah, when I came over here later, the regular link was working too. 505 means the server's not there. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then we're going to, I put this on here, Shelley. You know, you and I had spoke about this a little bit as far as a levy, a potential levy. So open it up for discussion if this is something we want to look at. Or if,
well, it's kind of based as it's going to depend on if they abolish property taxes, for one, you know, but I have been talking about the police needing a levy on the ballot for several years now. The toll lot revenue seems to be keeping them going, and all the forfeited cars that they're, you know, they're selling, but if they didn't have that, they wouldn't be doing well at all. I mean, they wouldn't be.
Right.
So I've been discussing that for several years now, but we were even tossing back and forth a 911 levy because that amount was put on the departments and forced upon, you know, and that was quite a big jump of expense that we had to do. For police, it was right around about $76,000 they paid last year. That's at 100%. And for fire, it was right around $29,000, I believe. Or close to it. So that's a lot of money when, you know, they weren't counting on that in their budget, and all of a sudden it's tossed to us to pay, you know, and expected to us to pay. But yet we're not getting any more property tax money to help pay these bills. We had to pay it with what budget we had to work with already.
Right.
So.
Do you have any input on that?
Not really. I think it's just a bad time to do a levy, I feel.
Okay.
I'm sitting here thinking a 911 levy makes more sense to me than a police or fire, because people are going to say, well, the police are already, we're already paying police levies, but the 911 is a totally new cost that we never had to absorb before. So, I mean, educating the people regarding what we got dumped on, what was dumped on us, and what it's costing us, and what what we need to raise to keep these departments going
for the future.
So I think it's all how we would market it. And regardless, there's going to be a lot of people that are like, enough is enough.
The other problem is, isn't there going to be a 911 tax on the next for vote? Isn't that how they decided to pay the increase they need for their budget at 911? Instead of pushing it back per call, raising the rate, they're going to do a tax, right?
Not that I've heard.
For sure, I've heard
that. We just got the estimates earlier in the week. The percentage, our percentage is still the same, like 0.05 or something.
2 weeks ago, I think the commissioners talked about it, and they decided to go the tax way.
I agree with Mark. The overall view of public safety levy instead of a single.
I like that wording. Public safety.
It encompasses everything, and if police and fire could both get that bump off of their budget, it would make a huge difference.
It's very minimal to me, honestly. I think there's a greater discussion at hand, and I think trying to put a name or a number on it without doing research as to what it costs residents is vastly premature. I'd like to know exactly how much, and I've asked for these numbers prior to this conversation, about how much each resident per 100,000 pays towards my fire department. Because I want to educate the public of what it's going to take to pay towards my fire department to sustain for the future. Because the future needs to build in full-time, or at least a modified part-time staffing. $29,000 will not change my life in the fire department. I can cover my 911 bill. I have been holy and still staying in the black. Now, recruiting and retaining individuals, that's another story. And that's going to take a larger levy that, quite honestly, needs to be discussed with the residents as to how do we want to proceed for the future with fire suppression in this community and for EMS, basically, overall.
But, Mike, wouldn't that extra $30,000 a year push you farther into the black help with that?
It will, but it'll fall vastly short.
That's, other municipalities have done this, you know, that's and they've been successful with it. And it's, as far as what you're asking about a number that it's going to cost a resident, we're at the infancy of this. This is where we need to discuss if we want to do it from there, and we need to start this now because it comes out quick. And there are deadlines. I think it's July 1st that we have to submit everything.
It's right around that time frame. I don't have a date. I don't know the date for sure.
I think it's July 1st.
Yeah.
I think we need to just let the taxpayers decide. I think we need to put a levy out there, and I like the way Eric's wording it, and the public wants to continue to support the departments, then it will be voted positively. And if they think they're paying too much already and not receiving what they're paying for, it'll get turned down. But, you know, ultimately, everybody out here is who's making the choices. But if we don't put it out there as a levy,
nothing will be done.
We're going to continue just the way we are.
Right.
So I think
the department heads have an idea about how much extra money you need. I know the Budget Commission and the county can help us with the millage amount. They've got formulas and so forth, and they can calculate that for us if we can come up with a number of what we're looking at. So,
yes, I'm right now.
And I can pull your latest levy if you want it.
Yeah, right now, we're looking at 125 just to do 911, and we would have to word the levy really carefully because if we go and for more than the 125, it's going to have to be for 911 and associated help the public safety needs.
Yes.
Leaves it wide open to how the rest of the money. We don't want to have a thing where we got extra money coming in, but we can only spend it on the 911 bill.
Yeah.
The wording has to be really carefully done, so it allows us to use the money for other things too, but primarily its first focus would be 911. And I said the same thing Mark said, that I think a 911 levy, public safety levy, works a lot better than a police or a fire
Shelley's
levy.
It's actually Shelley's idea.
We've all thrown it out, yeah.
It's all on the wording of the levy, and John
mm-hmm.
Burrell can help us with that, because I don't know if you guys remember, but one township, they didn't have the wording right, to be put on the ballot, and they missed a voting time. It
was like one word, wasn't it?
It wasn't much.
Like
I know.
One or two words, and it was they've been allowed.
Yeah, yep. They couldn't be on the ballot.
It's no secret. The Board of Elections and the people that do that, they're very strict on that, and it's for reason, for good reason. So,
right.
I'll make a motion to start the process to move forward with this. Then that we can.
Don, I did Google. Lucas County is putting a 0.8 mil 5-year levy on the support 911 increased costs this November.
Hardware, though.
But that's supporting them. That's not supporting what they dumped in our labs. So.
I know. I'm just saying you're going to see two
things. We're fighting another
levy. Our thing on there and there, so then you're going to.
Well, we're also more likely going to be fighting a let's get rid of property tax levies or a amendment. So, I mean, this November is going to be very interesting. That's all I can say about it.
You'll get a lot of turnout probably this November, at that end.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't a gubernatorial year, is it?
No, but with something like that on the ballot, if it is, right. I mean, I'm sure there'll be a lot of turnout.
Is it? We got two governor candidates they're talking about. This should be a governor year, isn't it?
What do you think, Ryan?
There's two gubernatorial candidates out there right now.
Two thumbs up.
Amy Ashland and whoever.
For the primary,
that's a great idea.
Yeah, which means it's November.
Why
not?
What do you think? I don't know who that other guy is.
Ramachami or something.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. It's a little Vibex weird name.
If John's going to do something and we're doing it together, it's going to be.
What do you think the chances of getting an increased police levy over a new levy for the cost of 911? What do you think?
I don't know.
And I don't know either. I know we don't want to do both. It'd be one or the other.
Yeah.
And we really haven't had an increase in levies since I've been around.
Well, the police levies are like, if you spent today what they had for the levies for the police when those were when they were voted in, it's like for every dollar, it's worth like $1.53 today, or within the last few weeks I checked it. So you'd have to spend $1.53 for every dollar. So it's. It raised it up quite a bit, and they're still working on that budget from way back when. You know, that was many, many years ago.
Well, obviously, if we do nothing, nothing's going to happen. So I think we throw it out there, let the people decide, and that's who we're representing is the people. So throw it out there, and
can we poll the people prior to throwing it out there? I'd like to see a couple of, but once we get our homework done, I'd like to see some town halls. I'd like to see some public input. I want to hear from my residents before I throw it in their lap.
Sure.
I'm happy to go out all the reasons I need the money to spend. And if exactly that, if the feedback is we're not willing to spend.
So you're thinking about wanting to put a fire levy on also?
However we come about it, I need additional funding. Whether it's a public service levy, or specifically to fire, or however it turns out, I don't mind. I think I have great justification as to the services and the need for additional funds to support them, and I want to put that on our residents and see what my feedback is, if they agree, and then I'd go from there.
All right.
And I've said that.
That's where numbers
I've
are.
I've said that numerous times.
They're very important. Yeah. If it's, I want to be able to look at John Q. resident and say, do you like the service that I provide, and is it worth an additional $12 per week, or $15, or $50? I'm a resident as well. I'm curious as to those numbers. So if it's $10 a week for me to come when you have chest pain or your house is on fire, does that make sense to you? If it doesn't, then so be it. We'll have to work with what we have, but you're going to have to understand as a resident that you're only getting a certain level of support then as well.
And I'm going to be right out there and say, I have no clue what a millage is and how these numbers work and what it costs for a household or resident. I know it goes by home's value, but I think we need to do something this.
I don't think you're alone, Mark.
That's
exactly it. I think we
need, I'm ignorant.
We need to correlate that down so people know exactly how much money is coming out of their pocket weekly that's going to support the services that we're offering.
All
I don't think a lot of people understand that thoroughly.
Do you think they'd be surprised what your firemen or EMTs make an hour? I mean, I think they would
most
be.
Most people are when we tell us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
I would suggest that Shelley goes to the auditor's office and go numbers. Let's start with 125, how many millage it takes to make 125, 250, and 375.
Keep going.
That's true. That's absolutely the truth.
Yeah, I know that, but.
Absolutely the truth. The fire budget probably needs to be doubled.
Yeah,
that's exactly the truth.
But we're like I've told them before, we're already the second, highest taxed municipality in the county behind Ottawa Hills.
That's the truth.
It's everything's fault. It's because we're so little and doing everything.
51% of my taxes go to Washington local schools. 51%.
I don't think a lot of people realize
their grades are not doing so well lately.
Yeah, I don't think they realize, some residents realize how they're broken out because
correct.
When you look at all the taxes, a very small portion of all the taxes you pay actually come to our township.
Bingo.
Right.
They look at their taxes and they say they live in Washington Township. They think all their taxes go to Washington mm-hmm. Township, but that is not so. More than half go to the schools, and then you got the Lucas County taxes, you know, so it's... The township gets very little compared to all what we pay in taxes.
Part of the confusion, too, is people don't understand the difference between the township and the school district. I mean, we see this in the baseball sign-ups all the time. They're like, what's the difference? I'm in Washington Township, right? They live on Meadowvale. No, you're not. You're in Washington local schools. I mean, it's a constant education opportunity there to
Mrs. Mayfield, do you know if there's any intention for the school board to be putting on a levy this year?
No, sir. There's not. My knowledge, I'd be emphatically no.
Okay. Just curious. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So again, we still need to give Shelley some direction.
What's that?
We need to give Shelley some direction to find out what these will cost us.
Well, I mean, if you find them three out, we can figure.
Yeah, we can go from there. Yeah.
From there, I mean,
she has to notify the county, they help us with all that.
Right, and she needs some. We need to generate 125. We want to generate 250. We need to generate 375.
You just give her the numbers to look at?
Well, she would submit those to the county, and they'll come back and say you need 3 mil, 6 mil, 9
right.
mil.
When
and
you say 125, are you talking like 125,000?
That's because that's exact, 125,000, yeah, because that's exact cost of the 911 levy. It's the only reason I started with that number. Well, and it's really 102 or something.
I personally don't think you want to use the 911 number because then you're going to lock yourself in only being able to use that.
Well, that's what we'll know once we see what our options are.
Right, but if you say it's for 911, you have to use it
for
911.
That's why I just said earlier that we would word it so it could be used.
If you word it like he said it, then you have some flexibility.
That's what I said too, yes.
All right.
I'll find out how many mills it will take for those numbers.
And then what that would cost for $100,000 home value.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they break all that down. That's
usually,
start there, and then you got to go to the borough's office, and it's back and forth.
Yep. Been there, done that.
We should let Mark handle it this time so he learns.
I did it all by myself the
Two
first
thumbs
year.
Up.
Mark, I did them last time, and Jerry probably did them the time
I did it the first time, yeah.
You do what?
Get the levies together. What? I did them for the fire department.
Why you put, I got something in my ear.
I was on a first name basis with them that year.
What is ears are going?
Let me put that on.
And what?
Hey, I'm a Bad Bunny fan. I speak only English.
All right. We're good with that. Let's move on. There was the cost of the bulletproof vest was approved. What was the exact number we approved on that?
It was approved last June, not to exceed $15,000.
Right.
But the bulletproof vest from Superior Uniform, and this is according to Chief's report, I noticed, is costing $15,787.50. So in order to pay that, I know we're going to be getting credit from the state, but in order to pay that, I'll need the $787.50 approved since it said not to go over $15,000.
So I'm going to do the whole number or just the $787 additional?
Additional.
Grant also requires us to pay 25% of it. They'll give you so much money, but then if they give you $10,000, the township's responsible for $2,000. They have to spend $2,500 out of their own pocket. There's a stipulation on that. So. whatever the grant is, we got to make sure we put in 25% ourselves.
Why did the vest go up $700 and some odd?
The grant, the state grant from Chief's report is stating that we're going to be getting credit for it's $11,840.63. So that would be a total cost paid by the township would be $3,946.88.
But my question is, why did the vest go up?
That I can't answer. I don't know. I didn't buy it.
They didn't go up that I saw. I don't know where.
Where did we come up with the $15,000 number then?
It was in the June meeting, I believe.
No, it won't. Trust me, it will not come out more than $15,000. There's no stake.
But the motion said not to exceed $15,000, so I can't pay it for more than $15,000 unless it's approved.
Okay. Did you already get the bill for this?
No.
Do you know when the bill's coming?
No.
Right. Why can't it wait till next meeting?
I don't know if it's been ordered.
They've been ordered, but we don't have the.
But I need to encumber the money, so I would like it approved today if I can. I mean, $787.50 I need approved so I can encumber that money if it's already been ordered.
Will you guys approve that just to so she can put it in her budget?
Did they go up in price? Or?
No, it's not. No, they did not go up. They locked in at that price. I don't know.
Locked in at what price?
The price that they gave us originally when I came to the board.
Which was how much?
You got that off your report. Where did you get that number? Did they change something on you?
No. I don't
Do you see why I'm posing the question?
Yeah, there may have been like an add-on where like an extra plate or something. I don't know. I can't give you an answer. It's going to come in lower than that. I mean, I know what you're saying. You have to have that money.
They're going to come in lower than $15,000,
yeah,
you think?
Yeah.
Then you're not going to do anything.
Then why did you put in your report?
I took it right 15. Off of what they gave us, like an invoice or quote.
That's what we would go by then. I mean, if they give you a quote, then I would say that's the amount.
All right. I'd like to make a motion to approve an additional $787.50 to be put toward the cost of the bulletproof vest should it be needed.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster.
No.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
All right.
I just want to know where the increase is.
Well, we're going to sit here for 20 minutes trying to figure out where the number came from. So,
if it's going to come in for under $15,000, I don't know why we need to appropriate more.
Because our fiscal officer asked us to.
I'd go by the quote.
There's a discussion there.
Okay, I'll be
she's
curious
not going
to see
to
where
spend
it
on something that's not, if she needs it to pay the bill, then she's got it. Mm-hmm. If not, then if it comes in under $15,000, then we're good.
Very good.
Do one of those come out and do the other one? Can I still
both? Do them both at that time. Just start with whoever, Mike or Chris, whatever you want to do.
I'd like to make a motion to enter an executive session for Ohio Revised Code 121.22G1 to discuss the employment of a public employee and Ohio Revised Code 121.22G4.
I'll second that.
Time, please. Time that you're going in?
Oh, time.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
6:59.
Thank you. Jerry, you seconded.
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Thank you. You have to take your chairs. Oh, really? Mark, do you want a chair?
He's going to be in there an hour.
Mark?
I don't want to be here for it. I kind of like it in this room.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you do.
I'm coming to steal a men's comfortable chair.
They're not that sophisticated.
He's just got a little spring on it.
I'll make sure it don't go in the way.
Is that what I'm reading? All right. So part-time employees get $100 for boots now.
If you buy some.
Yeah. I know it.
All right. I'd like to make a motion to return from executive session at 7:19 p.m.
I'll second it.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
All right. Executive session, we discussed the potential employment of Derek Canales to the fire department. With that, I'd like to make a motion to accept that employment effective 2/10/26 as a probationary member of the fire department. Is that fire or EMT? Fire?
He's just a probationary member because he has no certifications.
Okay.
His intention is to do both of them.
Okay. At a pay rate of $15.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
All right, and
no podium, no sign-up sheet.
Where's the podium?
Oh God!
Whoops!
Oops!
No need.
Nobody signed up.
Open form.
Yeah, we're trying something new, right?
Does everybody have anything to say? Do we have input? I know Mr. Green, you had mentioned something.
You already took care of it, though.
All right.
Well, I don't know. I spoke out of turn, but I'm sorry, but. I thought I needed to speak then before the end, before you guys are making money.
All right. Well, with that, I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting at 7:21.
I'll second.
Wouldn't be the first time I got gavel for something.
Don't take a laugh.
We'll call Mr. Schuster. Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes, I thought he was joking about his hearing.
Huh?
His hearing.
What?
Mark's just all messed up tonight.
He's in focus mode.
What's that? I keep looking at this, wanting to know why we're buying this Charmin toilet paper. I keep saying single ply.
It's for my hiney.
Single ply. Save money.
You ain't wiping here, and you ain't telling us what to buy.
I like that angle.